Episode 186, Sci-Fi Christian T-Shirts and Other News.
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
And I am Bendy Bono.
We
are back.
Are back.
Don't steal my line.
What voice is that today?
I'm doing the Batman voice.
Oh, okay. I like it. We should do a skit sometime with Batman and whoever.
I should do the entire show sometime as Batman.
This is not the top news of the day, but did you hear that Josh Brolin did confirm that he was in the running?
That makes me mad. Doesn't that make you mad?
I mean, he would have probably been better, but it doesn't make me mad.
What doesn't make you sad?
This is an interesting question. If I had a choice before it was announced between those two, I don't know. I would have not liked either of them. I know
Josh Brolin, have you seen No Country for Old Men?
Oh, well, no, I haven't, but I think I kind of wanted a little bit of a younger Batman. Not like, I'm not saying he has to be a teenager, but just not necessarily Josh Brolin age.
Okay, but if knowing that they were going to go for an older Batman, because we knew that before the casting.
Well, are Ben Affleck and Josh Brolin the same age? Mm. Ben Affleck can come off as younger.
Yeah. Yeah, so I like the idea of having an older Batman.
Yep. It would have been interesting to see. So
Sean Connery as Batman.
I take it back. I think Josh Brolin would have been better just to see something different.
Oh, yeah. He would have been way better.
Interesting. Now I'm really interested in that.
Yeah, go watch No Country for Old Men, and you'll see what I'm talking about. It's a good movie.
Well, today,
it's really violent, though. You might have to shut your eyes at a couple parts.
Today, I'm going to be talking with you about news, and we're going to talk about the...
And we're gonna be, well, that's what we do every news episode.
And we're going to be talking
today about... Today, I'm going to be talking to you about Jesus.
And we're going to be talking about the new Sci-Fi Christian store. But just so people know, coming up in the next episode, the long-awaited Heroes Rant.
Yeah.
A whole episode on season one.
Yeah.
As we just jump in with Ben's rewatch. No, not rewatch. No. His first time watch.
But let's be clear on this. There will be no rewatch. What has been watched shall never be watched again.
All right, Ben. Do you have any...
Though I was thinking about it. I kind of like the idea, and I'm not committing myself to anything here. But I like the idea of being able to say I've seen every show on our top 50 list.
Oh, that will never happen. I'm not going to say that.
I'm not saying that. Well, can you say you like the idea of being able to say
I do
that?
Like it so people respect us, because then they know that we've seen a lot of things that are out there. But then think about what you're saying. You would have to watch every Star Trek series.
I know. That,
except for Voyager.
Yeah, that's true. I know. So I'm not saying that I'm going to do it. I'm saying I like the idea of someday being able to say that I've done it.
Interesting.
Yeah. Do you hear that?
I hear sirens. I don't
know. The cops are coming.
I don't know if the people in the audience can hear it, but we now broadcast from a new room, and this room requires the window to be open. Otherwise, it gets too hot. So
I'm kind of looking forward to cooler temperatures.
Yeah. So who knows what kind of crazy things you're going to hear on the Sci-Fi Christian. Last week, a man walked by our window. This week, the cops drove by.
Well, it's kind of a fun window, too.
Not for me. I'm not facing it this time. So the TV I usually get, now you get the window.
That's true. You didn't turn on the TV.
No, not this week. I got here too late.
Well, we can pause. You can go start a movie.
What do you see out the window?
Well, I just like how it's kind of like, it's one of these windows that's like half underground.
Yeah.
A little bit. So we're kind of like directly at eye level with everyone's crotch as they walk by.
That's 100% not true.
That's 100% true. Go out there and walk by. It's this really weird angle.
But we're not really underground. Do you understand that, right?
No, we're not underground.
We're at ground level, which is... So, like, if I was to walk up this window, my face would be...
Oh, I see. It's because I didn't understand this, because there is kind of a little slope here.
Yeah, there's a slope.
So, where people walk by, though, it looks like we're a little underground. But I just stood up, and you are in the general vicinity of truth. With this one.
Yes. Matt was right.
Well, I don't know if we need to play that, but...
No, we don't have to play it. Yeah. I don't have any other news. I mean, no other housekeeping.
No housekeeping news?
No. Should we just get to it?
Yeah. Yeah, right. We've been teasing this and teasing this, and it's finally here.
It's time for sci-fi news.
X-Files is the one I want to rewatch some of those episodes. If you're doing this with Heroes, you should do the next. Okay, after you finish Heroes Season 4, we're going to finally do this X-Files in the chunks that I've been describing to you.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
All right. So, talk about it. You did all the work, so I'm going to leave this to you. Thank you, Ben. Go.
Well, the store is live. everyone.
What's it called?
It is called... Well, you can go to the direct URL for the store if you just want to visit the store.
What
the,
is it?
The, sci- right the Sci-Fi Christian. You got all that typed in.
Yep.
Dot.
Okay.
That's like a period, not okay. not the word.
Dot com.
No.
Oh, oh, oh.
No, no, that's our website.
Okay.
Dot spreadshirt.com.
What's Spreadshirt? It what sounds like it? Spreadsheet.
Yeah, it's just like the place that lets you set up a store.
The sci-fi christian.spreadshirt.com.
Okay. Or you can go to the sci-fi christian.com/store.
Whoa. Okay, so here's what I'm looking at. I see in the top row Sci-Fi Christian t-shirts, and you can, so we're displaying them in the light blue that is our typical color.
Yeah,
but I'm seeing here you can get them in almost any color you want.
Make sure though you take a look at the color, because the writing may not appear well on every single color. There is a black version with white lettering, so if you want something that's maybe a little darker color, I'd go with that one and then change the color to that.
Green, pink, gray, purple, yellow, these are just yeah. some of the choices. Wow, I probably have to get the blue because that's our typical color.
It is our color.
But I think I like the yellow one as well.
Though I like the black one a lot. Did you see Alan was wearing that? So,
yes.
So if you go to our store page on the website, you'll see a wonderful picture of our good friend Alan Rainey, author of, or co-author, I should say, of Flight of the Angels, which is a part of a contest we'll talk about in a minute. And he is modeling sci-fi gear. He got an early sneak peek because his birthday was last month.
He's got the Sci-Fi Christian shirt. Yeah. He's got the... Ben is right mug.
Yeah, the beer mug.
He's got the Sci-Fi Christian mug.
Yeah, I think he has a coffee mug, beer mug, and a t-shirt.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you, Alan.
And a really good pipe, too. So
here's what you can get. Regular t-shirt, you can get women's cut, you can get a double-sided logo shirt. Now, what does that mean? What's on the other side?
Theo, I think.
No way.
Yeah.
How do you look at the other side?
You have to click on it. Okay. That's the one thing. That's why I made sure I wrote double-sided.
Okay. Oh,
because it looks
gosh.
Like the same shirt.
This is awesome.
Yeah. And then there's some shirts with
this
just Theo
is
on
really
the front.
Really cool.
It is really cool.
Prices aren't that bad. $18.70 for the regular one-sided logo shirt.
Right.
$23.20 for the double-sided.
Yeah.
And we don't really make that much off of this, right?
We currently don't make anything
okay.
off of it.
Excellent.
Maybe after an introduction period, we'll raise the prices by a dollar or something, so we're at least getting a dollar. But yeah, we don't currently make anything off
so
of it.
So we're doing this for the people.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, and because I like the idea of our names being on clothes people are wearing.
So there's coffee mugs, beer mugs. Wow. Ben, you went all out.
Yes. And I'll just say, too, that if you really wanted a coffee mug that says Matt is right, because there's a Ben is right one.
Yeah.
Just email me, ben@thescifichristian.com.
Yeah, so don't make it until somebody requests it.
Right.
Okay.
But if there's something you really, really want and it's not there, email me and I'll see what I can do.
So you can get a t-shirt also with just Theo, our mascot. So
yeah.
If you just want the alien on a shirt, no words.
Yep.
Dang, this is cool. You can get the... Here are the different slogans. Ben is right on a shirt. You can get Matt is right on a shirt. You can get Take That Science.
Yeah.
And What the Frodo?
What the Frodo?
So has anybody, I tried to say have and has at the same time.
Haves.
Haves. Has anybody given us any like slogan contests, entry
emails? No, I don't think we've really talked about that much. We talked about it once,
but
then I think we forgot about it.
Here's a reminder. We are trying to get like a fan voted slogan, and then we'll make that into a shirt. And if you get the most votes after we get some of the best ones, you win a shirt.
We might have to like put up fish for suggestions on Facebook or something too.
Okay,
people like to reply to Facebook.
So just as a reminder, we already have Take That Science. We already have What the Frodo. What's your favorite sci-fi Christian phrase?
Yeah.
Email us at ben@thescifichristian.com and we'll get up the best ones. For to be voted for on Facebook.
I have an idea. What about this one?
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. I can't hear
us. Are you plugged in?
Am I turned up?
You're not plugged in this
week.
Hang on.
No, I'm plugged in. We are actually in the nude recording this episode.
Yeah, I've never felt more free during the Sci-Fi Christian.
Yeah.
That's kind of a long one, though, for our shirt.
Well, I think it's just like the beginning. We are actually in the nude recording. That's still kind of long.
That was last week.
Yeah.
This week, I'm fully clothed.
I don't know. It is a little warm in here. I may get naked.
I'm really excited about this store.
Yes, me too.
Not to change the subject.
Yeah.
But talk about Flight of the Angels. How is that contest coming?
Oh, so here's the contest, everyone. So Matt Anderson, who sometimes takes a little while to finish books.
You can say it.
Well, I don't want to be mean.
Just be mean. It's okay. Just for a second.
You take forever to finish books.
Sometimes I don't finish them at
Sometimes
all.
Sometimes you don't finish them at all.
But I think we've said it before. The reason is I tend to read multiple books at once.
Yeah.
So my currently reading list is six books, legitimate six books. And there's actually more that I haven't put on there.
The Stand is on there. Because I was looking at this.
I'm doing an audio book of that, though.
Oh, okay.
So that counts. As long as I tune in every now and then.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of funny, just as a quick tangent, our new contributor, Adam, had posted on our page today, we should do a Sci-Fi Christian book club, and he's relatively new,
yeah,
so
new
he
listener.
Wasn't here to know that there was a Sci-Fi Christian book club, and you're still plugging away
I'm
at that.
I'm still doing it. The Stand read-along.
So someday we'll get to that second book.
The Stand read-along from season one.
Stand read-along 2 years later.
Yeah, we didn't have a set schedule as far
How
as
How far are you at The Stand?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
100 pages?
Oh, I mean, I had this. I started reading it, and now I switched to audiobook form just to finish it. So okay. I have no idea. But I'll be traveling a lot for work.
Okay.
So I'll listen to some.
No, you'll listen to podcasts probably.
Yeah, I like podcasts better.
So Adam, there is a Sci-Fi Christian book club, and we're just waiting till everyone finishes so we could get to book two. So check for that sometime around 2062.
No. Well, I think I could finish The Stand by the end of next year.
I thought you were going to say the end of this year. No way.
The end of 2014.
So anyway, you're reading Flight of the Angels, written by our friends, Alan and Alan
and
Rainey.
Alan. Yeah. Aaron and Alan. You said Alan and Alan. Aaron and Alan Rainey.
Yes, Alan wrote both sides. No, so you just started this book. Now, according to Amazon, I only have the Kindle edition, so I don't know how long the paperback one is, but according to Amazon, it's 374 pages.
All right.
As of last week, you were on page 50. Where are you
53.
Now?
No, I can't tell you. The contest has started.
Okay.
You don't want to know where I am.
Okay. Well, I just thought we'd get weekly updates from you.
No, because people have to... How long are you taking entries?
How long are you going to take to read the book?
Here's what I think you should do. What month are we in right now? Or what?
Okay. September. Should we take it through the end of September?
We will allow people to enter the contest until the end of September.
Well, so maybe let's say what the contest is.
Because I certainly won't be done by the end of September.
That's true.
Okay.
So the contest is predict the day that Matt Anderson is going
to. The exact date.
Yes, the exact date. And the person closest wins.
So you don't have to tell me who, but just tell me one entry that you know we've received. Not never.
So, well, I was going to talk to you about that.
No. It has to be who sent an exact date?
Doug Payton has sent an exact date.
What was his... Do you remember what it was off the top of your head?
I think it was March 22nd, maybe March 14th.
Of next year?
Of next year.
Doug, I think you might have overestimated my ability to read fast.
Oh, wow. He's like the latest one outside of never.
March? Come on.
Yeah.
I can maybe do it by March. Well, we have Christmas break coming up soon.
I know, but you read three pages this last year, so not a good pace.
How do you know I've read three pages?
You just told me 53 pages.
No. Last week, you said last week I was on 50. Last week I was on 53, to be more specific.
Okay. I thought you were saying that you'd made it from 50 to 53 in the last week.
Honestly, it's not that far ahead of 53.
54. So we've gotten some entries.
But one thing that I do want to say to the people that are afraid that I'm just going to never read it,
yeah.
I will make a promise. I'm vowing to read a little bit between every episode of the Sci-Fi Christian. So every time that I come back on the show, I'll have read at least a little more.
Okay. Have you read at least
yes,
a little
I
more?
Yes, I have.
Okay. But here's the thing. The point a lot of people raised is, you know, is there an end date to this contest?
I will finish the book. Well, do you want to make an end date?
Like a year?
Like I have to be done by this day?
Well, because I think the person who guessed never needs to have a fighting chance, like... You know,
yeah, give me a year.
Okay.
I think I can finish it within a year.
So if you're not done by the end of September 2014, the person who guessed never wins.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to know who guessed never?
I saw it on Facebook, but I can't remember.
Oh it was James out in Seattle, my friend,
thanks,
your friend.
James.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but I'll finish before then. Maybe March. March isn't that's not a horrible guess.
Yeah. So some people, you know, so that's your range, everyone. You can guess through the end of September 2014 if Matt's still plugging away, James wins the autographed copy of Flight of the Angels.
By that time, I think the sequel will come out by then. They have a sequel in the
works. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so have you started reading it, Ben?
No, I'll start in the... I've got one book I'm finishing.
You'll finish it in you'll finish it in like a week.
Yeah, when's Ben going to finish the book?
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
This is a fun contest.
It is a fun contest.
I hope that people send you a lot of entries.
Can I make a guess?
You should, but not live.
No, not live.
Yeah.
But we should open this up. I want this open to everyone. So if you're a Sci-Fi Christian contributor, go ahead and make your guess.
Yeah, everybody.
We want live. lots of entries
mm-hmm.
because it's fun. Like if it's, oh, your day's passed, but you're still closest. And
you are keeping track to make sure no one's guessing the same day, right?
Yeah, yeah. I've got a spreadsheet.
This is cool. Just give me a real number. How many? You like think you have 5 entries?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Okay. We need to get more. If we let people enter all the way through the end of September this month.
Yeah.
So September, I'm going
to put it
23rd.
On Facebook that they can just put their entries there because okay. I think yeah, people yeah. don't like to email.
So you've got until the end of September 2013 to enter this contest. I promise to finish the book by...
Well, I'm shooting
to have it done by September 2014.
Yeah, so that's when the contest is over. Let's be honest about what we're actually saying.
I'll finish it before then. Don't worry, folks. You can trust me.
So that's when the
should
contest...
Should I guess? No, I can't.
You can't guess. Because that would buy... And what? You're going to buy yourself an autograph?
No,
copy? That's a really lame...
I would be fair. Like, what day do I think I'll really finish by? I'll figure it out.
You should have Dez guessed.
That's a good idea. Maybe
yeah.
I will.
Yeah. Everyone guess. Everyone guess.
Everybody. Well, that's the main news. The store and the book contest. That's all I got.
Yeah.
You have anything else?
No.
Just kidding. I have some other news.
Okay.
You really don't, though, huh?
No, I've got some news.
Okay,
go ahead. I thought you meant, like, about this initial stuff.
No.
I have some good What the Frodos.
Let's keep him happy. Do What the Frodo.
Okay. Well, here. I got to get to my sound clip. So, it's What the Frodo time, everyone.
What the Frodo is this? What the Frodo?
You thinking, man?
The Frodo.
What's going on?
Frodo! What the Frodo?
You know, I just realized... I need to be really careful when I play that sound clip because I have a bunch of R-rated sound clips that we're not allowed to play on the show on my soundboard that are in red, and for whatever reason, I put that one like right in the middle of all of those. So
be very careful.
That could have created some unfortunate editing. I actually have two What the Frodos this week. The first is what appears to be a bizarre publicity stunt where three of the former doctors... have been spotted outside BBC headquarters mm-hmm. staging a protest that none of the classic doctors are in the 50th anniversary special.
I'm not for the protest, but I do think that you should get as many doctors as you can in it.
Yeah. So this seems to be some kind of publicity stunt because it would seem pretty lame for, you know, these high profile actors to be out there protesting.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just really weird because it's like, if you can hire them to do a fake protest that you're just not reporting at all, why can't you hire them to actually be in the episode?
Do you think that they will? Maybe they're around because they're going to be in the episode?
I don't know. So that
maybe the fake protest is the cover to why they're even there.
Yeah.
Because if people see them coming and going around that area, they'll be like, oh, well, surprise. They're going to be in the show.
At BBC headquarters? The BBC's got like 10 actors in their stable.
Did you know? Have I updated you that I'm really... pounding through Doctor Who?
Well, I know you had the 90-day challenge.
Yeah, I took the 90-day challenge from a friend.
It's like losing weight or reading your Bible. No, watching Doctor
yeah.
Who.
And I'm over halfway through season one already.
Oh, that was somewhat less impressive than I thought it was going to be.
Well,
you were on the episode Dalek last time.
Yep, I'm on the 9th or 10th episode right now.
Is that the one after Dalek?
I just met the character from Torchwood.
Oh, Captain Jack.
Captain Jack just made his first appearance on the show.
That's a good two-parter.
Yep, two-parter. So that's what I finished. I just finished that two-parter. And now the Slitheen are back.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
So, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The aliens that dress up like humans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like the two-parter?
I didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't like it. I'm serious. I'm not just joking.
That's like one of the best episodes in the first season.
It's not a good sign. I don't love Doctor Who. I'm watching it because I have to as a sci-fi fan. Because
you want to be able to say you watched all 50 shows on our top 50 list.
That's not exactly why, but I do want to get to the 50th Doctor Who anniversary.
Yeah.
And so if I can just get through all Doctor Who, which shouldn't be that hard.
Well.
90-day challenge, man.
I don't think you're going to make it.
Hey, if you're out there listening and you haven't watched Doctor Who, you're only 2 weeks behind the 90-day challenge. Jump on with me.
How far are you behind the 90-day challenge?
I'm not behind at all. I started right away.
Well, no, but there's like has to be, you have to watch, you have to be at this point to be making it. I mean, there has to be a pace.
I have no idea. I don't even know how many episodes there are.
There's like 80 or
so. I'm sure I'm behind.
Sure, too.
Yeah.
So 90-day challenge, not going to happen.
Well, do you want to hear the facts?
Yes.
Okay,
I want to hear the facts.
Here's the truth. Dez has been great. Now, just as a reminder to the fans, Dez is my new wife. If you're a new listener, just got married last month.
Yeah.
We had our 1 month anniversary yesterday.
Woo!
Thank you. And so she's been watching Doctor Who with me.
Yeah.
So she's being a good sport. She's watching different sci-fi things. She's already committed to watching Lost with me.
Oh, no.
So I kind of felt like we can't always just watch the shows I like. So I've also agreed to watch a show that she likes. So I don't know if this is her favorite show, but she owns the entire show on DVD. It seems to me that this might be her favorite show.
It might be.
A little show called Gilmore Girls.
How's that going for
you? Have you ever seen the Gilmore Girls?
I've not seen the Gilmore Girls.
I have. A good portion of season one.
Have you made more progress in the Gilmore Girls or Doctor
Who?
Well,
we kind of have a deal going where for every episode of Doctor Who we watch, we have to watch an episode of Gilmore Girls. So let's say we watch two in a row of Doctor Who. Next up, two in a row of Gilmore Girls.
Two in a row of Gilmore Girls.
So, I mean, I think the 90-day challenge has been hampered a little bit because it turns out I'm also on a Gilmore Girls challenge.
I don't know if it's much a challenge as it is. You made an agreement that a wiser, older, longer married man would not have made.
I just think fair is fair. If she watches a show that I like, I think it's fair for me to embrace things that she likes.
You know, it was like a month or two ago, Annie had some BBC miniseries called North and South that she had watched, and she wanted to watch it with me. And so I was like, okay, fine. It didn't look good. Uh-huh. So I watched the first episode, and I was just bored out of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm not going to watch the rest with you. I'm not going to do it. Oh, I want you to watch the rest. I want us to watch it together. I said, okay, here's the deal. I will watch the rest if I can read during it.
Oh.
Yeah.
So are you getting a lot of reading then?
Well, we finished it.
Is the show, did it ever get better?
No.
Okay.
So I don't know. I wasn't paying
you
attention.
You love BBC, though, and so this must be pretty bad.
Well, it just wasn't my thing. I mean, it was well done. It just wasn't my... It was like a romance type thing.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, turns out Gilmore Girls is sort of a romance type thing also.
You don't say.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't say.
So that's what's going on in my life. let's move on.
Okay.
That fits for What the Frodo.
Yeah, so second What the Frodo. You know, Halloween costumes are a big market these days for adults. This Halloween costume comes with a spoiler alert.
Uh-oh.
Now, Matt.
Oh, no.
You are familiar, even though you haven't reached this point in the books or the show, with a little thing called the Red Wedding.
No.
Game of Thrones. I won't say anything about it.
Okay.
You describe it. You describe what you know as an unspoiled person.
There's some main characters in the Game of Thrones series are killed, and it sounds like, and that, don't say
I'm not confirmed.
I don't want you to say
I'm
yes
letting
yeah.
you describe don't what confirm. The Red Wedding is
this
is
what I
is.
Think it is. I think that multiple main characters die all at once, and it's just shocking, unexpected completely. I think they're protagonists, so more on the good side than the bad side. It happens during book 3.
I'm not confirming anything.
So and then this is I don't know that for a fact. These are not spoilers because I do not know. I'm trying to gather information from what I've heard from people. So, yeah, I don't know. That might be what happens, but who knows.
So, anyway, only thing I will confirm is that there's deaths involved. Okay?
Okay, that's fair.
So, there is Halloween costumes you can get of those who died in the Red Wedding in full death mode, you might say. It's the first Halloween costume I've ever seen where on the website, it comes with a spoiler alert.
That's pretty
awesome. Click on the site, and the same site also has a George R. R. Martin costume that you so you can dress up as George R. R. Martin.
Why not?
Which basically consists of long beard,
hat,
suspenders. Suspenders
jacket.
Are pretty good. Yeah, I think you have to stuff a couple pillows into your shirt as well. He's not a small man.
We should get him on the show.
I should get that George R. R. Martin costume.
You could look like him.
I could look like him.
All right. You done with What the Frodo?
Yeah.
All right. Listen to this.
Yeah.
Stargate.
Coming
back to motion picture. They're making a film trilogy. Thoughts?
Roland Emmerich is out of ideas.
Oh, this is a reboot, by the way. So
I know.
It's not continuing the old movie or the very popular series of TV shows.
Yeah.
So
why do you have a box that says Francis Coppola in your... In our room.
Okay, so we're in the office, and you know, you're just talking about things that people can't see.
Well, I know. It just caught my eye. Because, you know, he's like the director of The Godfather and Apocalypse Now, and you mm-hmm. just have a box with his name on it.
Well, it's his stuff.
It's his stuff. Just holding it for Frank?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair enough.
All right, move on. So what do you think about Stargate?
I don't think this needs to happen. If I was a fan of the show, I'd probably be against it, because I'd say if we're going to have more Stargate, I want to tie into the show.
That's what I would say, too.
So... This seems like the type of thing that's not going to make very many people happy.
But as a non-fan of the show, This is something I'd be more likely to watch because I don't need 10 years of a TV show to jump onto it.
Okay, but do we really need more remakes and reboots? No.
Not at this point.
No.
Stargate's not even that old.
I'm against it. Yeah, it's a 90s.
I'm against it.
It's a 90s movie.
Okay, I'm against it too.
Yeah.
Next piece of news. We've been covering here and there that different showrunners from shows that are executive produced by J.J. Abrams have been leaving. Another one left. Do you know about this?
Probably all just sick of his nonsense.
Yeah, so for the show Almost Human, which is about a robot and a human working together on the police force,
Yeah. They
combined Naren Shankar, who has worked for Farscape, CSI, and Grimm, and they put him together with J.H. Wyman from Fringe, and they basically were saying the Shankar from CSI, they want him there to kind of keep it more procedural and kind of episodic, that kind of thing. They wanted Wyman there to bring in the sci-fi element, so they're going to combine these two flavors.
And that sounds like a winning combination.
But it turns out it didn't work out so well, and they got rid of the procedural guy, which is actually in our favor as sci-fi fans. So they kept the sci-fi guy, but as a mild Fringe fan myself and a non-Fringe fan from Ben,
yeah,
I don't think this is very good in general because we don't necessarily believe that Wyman's the best guy to be running the show.
No. At this point, I wouldn't watch any J.J. Abrams show new. You know, if it turns out to be like the next Lost or something, I'd tune in eventually and get caught up, but there's no way I'd watch something week to week from the beginning by him.
The only show that I've heard of that's new that's coming up this season, there's two shows I think I'll probably check out this season.
Okay.
Of course, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Sure.
And if you want to follow a podcast about that, we have our friends doing Welcome to Level 7.
Yeah. We should start a podcast called Welcome to Level 8 just to like screw with them.
Okay, how about this?
That would be fun.
How about this? This is not going to be secret because they're hearing us right now, but how about...
It's a secret plot.
How about if right after the show debuts, we release an episode...
Welcome to Level 8.
And the episode is called Welcome to Level 8, and it's about the premiere of...
That would be awesome.
Okay, that's
happening. We need to do that.
Okay, so that's that. And then the second show I want to watch is called Blacklist with guy from Office and other
James
shows.
Spader.
Yeah, Spader. What do you think about that? That look good?
Eh.
I think I'll check it out, at least. Otherwise, all these other shows that I've heard of...
See, I thought you were going to say Sleepy Hollow.
No way.
That looks very bad.
Yeah. I even think this looks bad. Almost Human. So...
Well, you know who the creators are of Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah, guys from Transformers, right?
Roberto Orci and...
Kurtzman. Yeah.
Who...
I don't like them.
No.
They worked on Fringe 2 and Star Trek.
Yeah.
So, okay. We're both against it.
Yeah.
I'll take your next piece of news.
Totally. Well, let's stick with... Roberto Orci. He had an interesting week.
Oh, yeah. He was mad.
So, Star Trek Into Darkness, fairly or unfairly, has been getting a lot of flack lately.
I say unfairly. I've thought about it. Last week, maybe I was a little bit more negative, but this week, I say I like Star Trek Into Darkness when I see, because it comes out on Blu-ray today.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to get it eventually when it's cheap.
Yeah. I mean, I think that some of the criticism is maybe swung too far in the other direction, but I also think people have some really valid points. It's not a great movie, but you know, we discussed that last week, so whatever. So anyway, Roberto Orci began his week by telling fans that they can Frodo off. He didn't say Frodo.
No.
Because he was quite mad about complaining about the writing.
I think it's just, for some reason, people... liked it at first, and now they're jumping on this bandwagon that Into Darkness is to be hated. I don't get it exactly, like, where this wave of hatred came from.
Well, I think it's like...
kind of retrospective hate.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say I hate the movie, but I do think it's a movie that you walk out of, and it gives you a nice visceral experience, and so you have a strong impression of it walking out. But then the more you think about it and reflect on it, the weaker it gets. I do agree that the reaction has been too strong in the other direction, but, you know, that's kind of how corrective things go. So anyway, then I guess Uncle JJ called him into his office and said, dude, you can't tell the fans to Frodo off!
Well, because did we actually say it was in a message board comment?
Yeah.
Like on some blog, he commented, just like Simon Pegg said to the fans, I also say...
Yeah.
Yeah, and so JJ Abrams got mad about this?
I don't know. I'm just speculating. That's like the story I'm telling.
Okay.
So then he came out and apologized and said he didn't really mean that you needed to Frodo off if you didn't like Star Trek Into Darkness. So Roberto Orci's reputation in the geek community just keeps growing and growing. Everyone just loves this guy, right?
No. This is actually good for us. We want people to not like him so he stops getting work.
Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of a mean thing to wish upon somebody. How about... he just stops working on things.
I'd like him to get work.
Yeah.
I don't want him to get work writing more shows.
Or,
like, he could be a plumber.
I would kind of like him to do things that I don't care about.
Yeah, like plumbing.
He can still do movies. Let's let him keep writing. But like,
well, but see, even if it's something you don't care about, like I don't care about Transformers, but I don't want more Transformers movies. You know, I don't think that filling our brains with stupidity is the way to go. So somebody's going to care about it, and they're going to be dumber for it.
Okay.
So, plumber.
Okay. Do you got some...
more comparable handyman-esque work.
Would you like some Christopher Nolan news?
Yeah, why not?
Well, there's been lots of rumors about the news, but one thing that has been confirmed is it is being filmed in... Do you know?
I was going to say Detroit, but that's Batman Superman. Norway?
Iceland.
I was close.
Iceland is going to end...
There's not really a difference between Iceland and Norway.
No, they're the same. Sources report that Nolan's practical set includes a large-scale set piece in the shape... this is minor spoilers. Do we care?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
We're okay.
This is just a source
report.
If
you read it and you were okay...
Yeah, that's true. This is just a source reporting. It's not confirmed, but... Yeah,
unconfirmed.
A large-scale set piece in the shape of a spaceship crash and some sort of drones. In addition to those two bits, a bigger aircraft will be featured, something the source refers to as the mothership. Again, this movie is called Interstellar.
Yeah, I can't wait.
You're up next.
All right. A little sad news of the day. An author who I'd never heard about, but apparently she wrote a lot of Star Wars and Star Trek books, Anne Crispin, is dead.
Oh, so sorry about that, Anne.
Oops. I don't think she was super old.
How old?
67.
Yeah, that's not that bad.
She's dead. What do you think of that?
Our prayers go out to her family and friends and
fans. No.
Three F's. The three F's of death.
The three F's of death. I like that. Family, friends, and fans.
I've got some book news.
So she's dead.
Remember last week how we would not cover what J.J. Abrams' mystery project was?
Oh, yeah, The Stranger.
Yeah, well, I found out what it was today.
That is stupid.
Just a book.
Just a book.
Just a little novel.
You know, I read this yesterday, and it was really bugging me, and it took me a while to figure out why. And then I realized, J.J. Abrams, leave books alone. Like,
yeah,
your stupid little empire.
He's only done TV and movies.
Yeah.
But the book isn't even... Here's the thing.
It's a gimmick.
It's just like when he's an executive producer.
Yeah.
They're just putting his name on a book, because it's really being written by somebody named Doug Dorst. So it says, a new novel from J.J. Abrams, written by Doug Dorst. He's basically executive producing a book.
Yeah.
This is dumb.
This is really dumb. And did you read that it comes like shrink-wrapped with extras or something like that?
What? Like, yeah. What kind of extras?
I don't know. Like Kleenex or something.
I could see him shrink-wrapping it so people wouldn't open it up and read it, because he likes things to be secret. So you have to buy it if you want to read it.
Yeah, JJ, if you want to help a book out, go executive produce our friends Alan and Aaron Rainey, Flight of the Angels. Put your name on their book so it becomes a huge hit. Otherwise, stay out of the book world, JJ.
All right, here's some update on Doug Dorst. He wrote a book called Alive in Necropolis.
I don't think anyone's ever read that book.
The book, which we were formerly calling, or the project was formerly called Stranger, is simply now being called S. Just the letter.
That's so dumb.
Well, S period.
Enough, JJ. Enough! I stand by everything I said last week, but with greater vehemence in light of this news.
All right. You're up next.
Am I? I am. Oh, so PlayStation Vita, are you familiar with that?
That is like the Game Boy for PlayStation, right?
Yeah. They have announced a PlayStation Vita TV coming, which is going to be like a $90 thing, where it's kind of like a combination of Roku, where you can launch different apps for Netflix, Hulu, and all that. But then you can also play PlayStation Vita games on it, PSP games on it, PS1 games on it. So you're going to be able to have this huge game library that connects, and you'll be able to play these games that used to be just handheld on this tiny little screen. You'll be able to play them on your TV.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Isn't that just like a PlayStation? Couldn't you just call it PlayStation TV?
Well, it's a different set of games.
Oh, so the Vita has different games that PlayStation doesn't have?
Yeah.
But aren't they worse?
But that's what the PS stands for. PlayStation Vita.
Right, but why call it Vita? Why not just be like PlayStation TV? Why does that have to be the PlayStation Vita TV?
Because it was specifically designed to play the Vita games.
That's too many syllables, Ben.
Well, it looks pretty cool.
This doesn't affect me at all. I just feel like those smaller games are worse.
Why?
Because they can't have as high quality graphics, right?
Well, now they can.
Well, then why don't you just put it on the PlayStation 4? Why do you have to have it on the Vita at all?
Okay, but it's like this entire back catalog of games that a lot of people like me have never
played. The back catalog is cool.
Yeah.
But why not just have, like, then again, why not just call it the PlayStation TV?
Well, okay, and you can take that up with Sony, but it's worse, slightly worse graphics doesn't mean bad game. I mean, there's some awesome handheld games out there.
What's your favorite?
I don't know. I haven't played it.
So how do you even know it's good? Why are you even excited?
Well, because there's
about
like an Uncharted game, for example. I've played the entire Uncharted series, but there's a Vita one that I've never played.
So are you going to buy this?
Probably.
But you don't have a Vita or the games. So you just have to buy the TV and then it will be on there automatically?
No, you have to buy the TV thing and then you buy the game. And you're all good.
Hmm. This seems like a scam.
It's not a scam. It's a cool deal.
Okay, here's this.
Okay.
Take that, science!
Well, Ben, today on Take That Science, you have the following to choose from. Astronaut shares terrifying details of how he nearly drowned in space. Newly declassified report finally confirms the existence of Area 51. And finally, jetpack moves closer to market.
Oh, I want to hear about jetpacks.
All right, jetpack it is. Well, as we all know, a jetpack is just a motorized backpack with little handles in front and smoke shooting out of the back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not so fast.
Not so fast.
The New Zealand-based Martin Aircraft Company doesn't think it's turned the jetpack of your imagination into reality. It thinks it's made it something better. Here's a quote from them. The ones that you've seen previously in history seem to have a very limited time of endurance. We wanted something that you could actually use on a day-to-day basis. So here's some description. The structure consists of an engine and two ducts, those wing-like structures coming out of a side and a pilot console. They're actually writing this with a picture in the article, so just imagine what wing-like things coming out of the side.
Okay, I got it in my head.
The pilot can stand on the console, strap in, and use joystick-like controls to fly around. The origin of the project goes all the way back to 1984 when inventor Glenn Martin began tinkering with the idea in his garage. He started Martin Aircraft 20 years later, and he's been working with a team of engineers to perfect the flying machine ever since. A dozen prototypes later, the jetpack can travel almost a mile high. Now here's a quote from one of the workers there. We reckon it can probably move about 8,000 feet, but we don't think many people will want to go much higher than that, particularly when they're strapped into this machine.
That is a good point.
The company's first jetpack will be on the market in 2014 and will be targeted to first responders who could benefit from being able to cut through traffic and have an aerial view. Martin Aircraft has gotten a lot of interest from fire services around the globe, as well as search and rescue, border patrol, and bridge inspection teams. Since the machine can be flown unmanned, the company is saying there's also been tremendous interest from military institutions worldwide. The Martin jetpack has reached so far 5,000 feet. The company hopes to put a more basic jetpack.
Are we just reading the article at this point?
I highlighted the best part.
Oh, okay.
Take a look. Fair enough. So first, they're going to kind of aim at businesses, industrial, that kind of thing. But the company hopes to have a more basic jetpack for recreational use on the market in 2015.
So 2 years from now,
mm-hmm.
You're going to look out your window here, and I'm just going to be floating down.
Do you want to know how much it's going to be for us?
$10,000.
No, way more.
Oh, crap.
For the individual and commercial sector, the projected cost is about $150,000.
Oh, man, that's way more than I was planning on.
To $175,000.
Holy smokes.
I know.
Not okay.
The military model is $250,000.
Yikes.
So, cool, but not worth it.
At that point, I'd just go for the military model.
Why not? All right, that's all I got.
Does the military model have guns?
No.
Okay.
Maybe.
Maybe. I'm thinking for $75,000 extra, you can strap at least a flamethrower on there.
It seems worth it to me.
It does.
The next piece of news I wouldn't call non-news, but I would call it incomplete news.
Okay.
Vin Diesel.
Oh, my gosh.
Just keeps talking about this deal he's got working with Marvel without giving full details.
Yeah.
But we learned a little bit more this week. He says that whatever he's doing, it's going to be something that merges brands, and it's happening in 2016.
Huh.
So do you think this means...
Wasn't he the Silver Surfer?
No, he wasn't.
Lawrence Fishburne.
He was the Iron Giant.
He was the Iron Giant.
That's not Disney or Marvel, but it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if Riddick is going to come to the Marvel Universe.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know that for a fact. I'm just kind of trying to think of what... It's not going to be Fast and Furious, Again, I guess I don't know what merging brands means to Vin Diesel. Does he mean they're going to bring a different couple different comic characters together? Because that's not merging brands. That's just using...
Probably his tree guy.
Yeah, the tree guy and somebody else. So that could be what he's talking about, or it could be a character that does not exist in the Marvel Universe is going to be brought into it.
Yeah,
I could see it being Riddick. If he owns the rights to that, but I don't know if he does.
I don't think he does. How is the Diesel family doing, by the way? Did Riddick make enough to keep them in their house?
It was the number one movie this past weekend, but...
Okay, that's good.
But Ben Avery from the Strangers and Aliens and Welcome to Level 7 podcast said it was horrible.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
So, I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm not going to see it, but, you know...
I haven't seen any of them, so...
I do want the Diesel family to be okay.
His house is on the line.
Exactly. We don't want them to be out on the streets.
Ben, I have one piece of news and a couple listener feedback. What do you got left?
I have three pieces of news.
Why don't you take us home?
Okay. First news that I know you don't have. The sci-fi series The Expanse, which I have the first book downloaded on my Kindle, but I have not read it yet, has been optioned for TV. So we might have some more good sci-fi TV in the future. So looking forward to that.
Okay.
For it. Yeah, definitely. Tim Kring.
Oh, who we're going to be talking about in the next episode.
Who everybody's just been waiting for Mr. Heroes himself to get back on TV. Well, he's doing it.
What is it going
to
be?
He's coming to the CW.
Finally.
With a show called Dorothy Must Die, which is based off The Wizard of Oz.
I feel like I knew this, but then when is it coming out? This season?
I don't know. I don't think it's this season. It just got picked up.
I don't know any other shows except for this. So this is the only one I can actually name the title of, but I heard something like there's four different versions of a Wizard of Oz type story in the works for television.
Well, if Heroes is any indication, this will be the one where if you love wooden dialogue and bad acting, you're going to want to check out Dorothy Must Die. You won't want to miss an episode.
Okay, next piece of news. I'm against it, by the way.
I'm against Tim Kring needs to join Robert Orky's plumber business. Let's just put it like that.
Okay, next.
Ian McKellen, this is exciting
this
news.
This is cool.
Yeah, was this your news?
Nope.
Okay. Has been cast as Sherlock.
A retired Sherlock Holmes.
In an upcoming movie. Now, on the one hand, you know, you've got Sherlock on the BBC, which is awesome. You have the Robert Downey Jr. movies, which I haven't seen.
They're not that good, but they're not horrible.
Okay. You have Elementary on CBS, which I haven't seen.
I haven't seen it, but I want to watch it.
I do not.
You just don't like CBS.
That's true.
That's not fair.
Well, it is kind of fair. Yeah. I mean, Under the Dome is horrible.
I just watched episode 3 this week.
No, don't watch it anymore.
I kind of want to be in the know.
No, you want to catch up on Buffy way before you spend another minute on it. And you've got to watch Breaking Bad, man, so we can talk about it.
Okay.
I can't talk, like, both you and James, who are two of my closest friends, are both just a few episodes behind, so I can't talk to either of you guys about it.
All right, I'll catch up.
Yeah.
I told Ryan today, by email, I told him I have to watch it without you because I almost got spoiled today from Sunday's episode.
Yeah. So anyway, what was I saying?
Ian McKellen in Sherlock.
So we've got all these shows, and the last thing we need, really, is another Sherlock iteration, but it's Ian McKellen, it's different enough. So I'm going to be for it.
I'm for it. Do you think it's going to be him telling stories of his past and there'll be a different actor playing young Sherlock?
I really hope that's not it.
So do you think he'll be retired and then they'll have to come out of retirement?
I think something like that.
That would be way better. Yeah. I really want him to be the star, not the framing story.
Yeah. Though if they do a younger Sherlock, if it's him as the framing story.
It has to be Benedict?
No, Michael Fassbender as younger Ian
McKellen. Not against that. I'm really not against that, but... Oh, I see why you said that.
Exactly.
Okay, X-Men. But what if they had Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yeah, but that I don't want to mix. Leave the BBC franchise alone.
Okay.
Last news of the day
is, if you're really excited for Edgar Wright's Ant-Man, guess what?
Yeah.
It moved up from November 6, 2015 to July 31st, 2015. So in 2 years, you can watch it sooner.
Okay.
And that was
last news of the day.
It's a trap.
Now this email, I don't know if this is for the air, but I'm just going to read it.
Okay,
it's from our
friends.
It might
be private.
It's from our friends at the Flight of the Angels, Alan and Aaron, who we've talked about earlier.
Awesome. Yeah.
So again, remind people they need to send in the date.
Yes.
That they think, oh, I'll do it. Let me take it.
Okay.
Send the date to Ben that you think I'm going to finish that book.
So here's, Ben at thescifichristian.com.
Here's what they say. Hey, guys, love the When Will Matt Finish Reading the Book contest idea. Of course, we'd be very happy to provide a signed copy. They go on to talk about some other prizes, but I should probably leave that to off the air.
Okay.
Some other potential prizes. Regarding the possibility of actually coming down and experiencing firsthand the wonder that is BAM Studios, how could we ever miss a chance like that?
Yes.
As we have said, we are just a couple guys from the North Woods, and our wives would probably jump at the chance to spend a day or so in the big city while we pursued podcasting excellence with our favorite hosts.
Awesome. This needs to happen.
Yeah, so this is happening. As soon as I finish that book in 2014.
So don't pack your bags just yet, guys.
Jordan Church has wrote into us and said, hey, Matt and Ben, glad you're back and congratulations, Matt. Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you, Jordan.
A quick bit of trivia for you. The character Harley Quinn has been portrayed in live action before. So this is a correction to what I said last week. By the actress Mia Sara during the, and he puts in parentheses, thankfully, short-lived TV series Birds of Prey. Did you ever watch Birds of Prey?
No. No, maybe. I'm familiar with it, though.
I am as well. I would, of course, love to see Katie Sackhoff in the role, though. Keep up the great work, and I look forward to the SFC store. Jordan. Well, guess what, Jordan?
TheSciFiChristian.com/store. Go there now.
So, yeah, that Harley Quinn news last week, there was a little bit more to it that I didn't read in the air that I found out later, but she said some weird thing like, I would sell my first child to play that role. Like, wow. She really wants it, but in other rumor news, which we don't really cover, she's also possibly up for a role as Captain Marvel or Ms. Marvel, Carol Danvers from the Marvel universe.
Stay out.
I don't know. I like Katie Sackhoff from Battlestar Galactica, so I'm sure she'd be good in any role.
Do you think the Marvel universe is going to collapse in on itself eventually?
Yeah.
They're going to get more and more fringe characters out there.
Yeah, there's only so many characters people care about. But right. Captain Marvel is awesome, so I wouldn't mind, even if it's not, I don't care who plays, well, I would care who plays it, but I think that's a good character to get out there. Strong female hero. That's what we need.
Okay.
That's all the listener feedback I have this week.
I could be a strong female hero for you, Matt.
I'm going to hit the music.
So don't forget, 612-4121-SFC. If you want to call in your feedback or call in your guests for Flood of the Angels, that'd be fine too. What else? Feedback at thescifichristian.com.
612-4121-SFC, where you can send in your voicemail. No one ever does. Why not you?
Exactly. Well, if people send it, we haven't gotten a voicemail for a while, I guess.
Yeah.
Remember when you used to have Daniel call in with a news item?
Yeah, he's got his own podcast now, though.
Yeah, I know, but he could still call in. I miss hearing from Daniel.
I miss him as well. Daniel, if you're listening, we miss you. Yeah,
we miss you. Call in, man. And don't forget to donate, because as Matt says,
I don't want you listeners to think we're in good financial condition. We still need those donations. Well, that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I am Ben DiBono.
We are the Sci-Fi Christians, signing off.
We need longer outro music. We always run out.
I think it's endearing.
It is a little. It's dear to my heart.
All right. So long, folks.
Yeah, goodbye, everyone.